Penetanguishene Mayor Doug LaRue has finally received a response from Solicitor General Sylvia Jones regarding superjail policing costs. In a letter that comes mere days after the town of Penetanguishene asked residents to write Jones about the issue, it says could mean a large tax increase for the municipality. Midland Today received a copy of correspondence sent to LaRue regarding Central North Correctional Center policing costs. As you know, program funding for police and correctional institutions was discontinued in 2019, Jones' letter to LaRue begins. While police officers continue to be responsible for calls for police response at CNCC, frontline correctional staff were always responsible for the security of our operations, including responding to and managing incidents of violence, suspected contraband, and medical emergencies. To assist the town of Penetanguishene with this transition, the province has agreed to continue to pay the invoices related to the CNCC policing costs for the 2020 and 2021 calendar years. In its correspondence asking residents to write the Solicitor General, the town said that the Central North Correctional Center, CNCC, policing cost increase remains a top priority for Penetanguishene staff and council. Over the last year, Mayor LaRue has made several efforts to engage thoroughly with the Solicitor General, Minister Sylvia Jones, and our local MPP Jill Dunlop about this very issue, including a letter sent directly to the Solicitor General on October 12, 2021, the town's note stated. To this date, MPP Dunlop's office has acknowledged receipt of the letter, but very little progress has been made towards engaging in meaningful discussion. Mayor LaRue is awaiting a reply to his follow-up note dated October 28, 2021. In her letter to LaRue, Jones goes on to note that correctional facilities are part of the communities where they reside, and that more than 600 people are employed at CNCC. When there are situations requiring emergency services, whether it be police, fire, or paramedic, the local agencies are contacted to respond, she wrote. Going forward, the town of Penetanguishene will be responsible for its policing costs, as municipalities are responsible for ensuring and funding the delivery of policing services within their jurisdictions. Jones noted that the town met with OPP officials and that on July 14, Penetanguishene Council ratified the recommendation to change to the OPP billing model for recovery of costs of police services provided to CNCC. This billing model is to be implemented in January 2022 and was recently updated to mitigate the associated costs to municipalities through the appropriate assessment and classification of certain incidents as police information, the letter further stated. Under the OPP billing model, incidents that are reported to police and do not require a police response to the correctional institution are classified as police information, which is considered a base service and, therefore, doesn't directly cost the municipality. Added Jones, the move to the OPP billing model for policing CNCC brings it in line with other correctional institutions located within municipalities that are policed by the opposite. As you are aware, the OPP calls for service billing model for policing for CNCC has potential to save taxpayers' dollars, as compared to the cost that would result if Penetanguishene continued with the billing methodology previously used at CNCC. Jones said she has directed her ministry to work with the town to understand actual impacts and will re-evaluate costs 6 months after the OPP billing model goes into effect. Dunlop, who is MPP for Simcoe North, also sent out a response to Jones' response 9 minutes after the Solicitor General's office forwarded Jones' letter. Dunlop pointed out she has heard from constituents in Penetanguishene regarding the changes to policing costs for the superjail. While I know that some residents have raised concerns regarding these changes, I understand that this decision was to bring Penetanguishene in line with the other 20-plus communities which play host to provincial correctional facilities and which pay the cost for policing, Dunlop said. Nonetheless, I have been working with the Solicitor General to help address the concerns that have been raised, and am pleased to share that she has directed staff at her ministry to re-evaluate the impacts of the billing costs for policing Central North Correctional Center every 6 months, based on the actual fiscal impacts incurred.